Bob White heard it and was pleased. He redoubled his calls of
Bob White, Bob White,
and listened regularly for the musical
White, White, White
that came in return from a lady quail down in the thicket. When this calling and answering had gone on for some time, Bob White flew away, and his wings made such a whirring sound and struck so fast that this fact alone showed him to be a member of the partridge family. He is the smallest of all the partridges and is known in parts of the South as the Virginia partridge. Mrs. Bob White and her brood. At first, Bob White could not locate the shy little lady quail who had been calling to him from the thicket, but he finally discovered her picking away for dear life at weed seed, just as though breakfast was much more to her taste than lovemaking. For a long time she would take no notice of him, but he strutted up and down so long that she finally looked up. Little by little, Bob White gained her goodwill, until at last she would let him help her scratch for weed seeds. They spent a very pleasant forenoon together, and the thing was as good as settled. About 10 days later, Mr. and Mrs. Bob White selected a place for their nest. It was under the edge of an old fallen log, well screened from view and sheltered from the rain. Each day for more than 2 weeks, Mrs. Bob White laid an egg in the nest until the number was 16.